Well, now we're going to be turning to the Northern Caucasus, where at least 7 militants have been killed in a standoff with Russian special forces in the North Caucasus Republic of Dagestan. Russia's anti-terrorist committee has said that 5 officers were also injured during the operation. Well, the late-night clashes took place after a bomb went off outside of a restaurant in the city of Makhachkala. At least 16 people were injured in that blast 2 days ago. 3 soldiers and 4 gunmen were killed in another attack. Security has been tight in Russia's North Caucasus after 2 blasts killed 34 people in Volgograd last month. Well, the blasts were carried out by separatist militants as a warning ahead of the 2014 Sochi Winter Olympics. Russian President Vladimir Putin has pledged to fight the militants. Well, we're going to cross over to Moscow, joined by Press TV's correspondent, Julia Lyubova. Julia, good to see you. Julia, fill us in on this situation. It seems to be getting pretty tense there. Give us your take on what analysts are saying about the situation.
Well, at least 7 militants have been killed in a special operation. Well, those militants suspected of belonging to illegal armed groups. They were killed in a special operation in Makhachkala, the capital of Russia's Southern Republic of Dagestan. And, well, at least 5 police officers were also injured in this operation. Now, among those killed was the leader of the group and also a woman who the police suspect of being a potential suicide bomber. Now, the bodies were discovered in the rubble of the house where the militants were hiding, and also an assault rifle and 2 pistols were discovered at the scene, and a police investigation is underway at the moment to get all the details about this situation, about this incident. Well, of course, the this has been the end of a very special operation carried out by Russia's special forces in the area, and they say that they have linked this militant to an attack which was carried out on an entertainment center on Friday night, where at least 16 people were injured. And the police are saying that those militants were linked to this attack, and they're carrying out this investigation to actually find out all the details for sure. And the security in Russia, and especially in Russia's North Caucasus, has been stepped up following 2 suicide bomb attacks in Volgograd in late December. And of course, with less than 3 weeks to go until the Winter Olympic Games get underway in the city of Sochi, security has been very tight everywhere in Russia. And of course, those some groups have said in Russia that they will do whatever they can to prevent this Winter Olympic Games going ahead. And so there have been some attacks, some special operations in the area, especially North Caucasus and in Dagestan, and the security has been very tight, and the police, they are trying to do whatever they can to ensure that the Olympic Games, they're going ahead as smoothly as possible.
How confident are Russian authorities that they can ensure security during the Winter Olympic Games?
Well, the security, the police are doing whatever they can. They have appointed thousands, something in the region of 30,000 police officers to actually patrol the city of Sochi around the Olympic Games. And they have set up some special measures around the Olympic Games. For example, now it's not possible to take any liquids on planes to travel by air around Russia, around the Olympic Games. And also any cars which are not local in for Sochi, they are also being specially checked, and they have to get special permission to actually be in Sochi around the Olympic Games. So there have been plenty of special measures put forth to ensure this Olympic Games are going ahead, and of course the security is on red alert to ensure that nothing gets in the way of those Olympic Games going ahead.
All right, thank you so much for that update out of Moscow. Press TV's correspondent Julia Lyubova.